Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money move. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not here for applause. Well, maybe I am a little bit. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number, 844-729-7469. Emails, naturally, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button. It goes right to my cell phone. I read it from my phone to you all if you email me during the course of this program. Lots of things to talk about this hour. The effects of Social Security benefits and required minimum distributions on tax-efficient withdrawal strategies. It's a mouthful, but it's very, very important. We have discussed having various silos of money from which to derive your retirement income and the tax treatment on all of the above, and how blending is important. Well, now research from Cook, Meyer, and Richtenstein shows us that decumulating taxable investments coupled with conversions to Roths in the early years of retirement using up the lower tax brackets, as we have recommended for years, makes some sense. So we'll tell you about that. How long should you plan on your retirement lasting? Investors don't seek help with difficult financial tasks. I talked about this briefly a month or so ago, the Hearts and Wallets study. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk more about it later. But I start today with something that I think is fascinating and perhaps very, very important. And that is, are you prepared to adapt to a changing world and changing financial situations, soup to nuts, over the next decade or two? Got this from a friend of mine, and he got it from Singularity University Summit. I will read from it because it blew me away. Maybe you too. In 1998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide. Within just a few years, their business model disappeared and they went bankrupt. What happened to Kodak will happen in a lot of industries in the next 10 years, and most people don't see it coming. Did you think in 1998 that 3 years later you would never take pictures on film again? Yet digital cameras were invented in 1975. The first ones only had 10,000 pixels, but followed Moore's law. So as with all exponential technologies, it was a disappointment for a long time before it became a superior way and got mainstream in only a few short years. It will now happen with artificial intelligence, health, autonomous and electric cars, education, 3D printing, agriculture, and jobs. Welcome to the fourth industrial revolution. Now, this can be exciting or frightening all at the same time. The exponential age, as it's called. Software, they go on, will disrupt most traditional industries in the next 5 to 10 years. Uber is just a software tool. They don't own any cars, and they're now the biggest taxi company in the world. Airbnb is now the biggest hotel company in the world, although they don't own a single property. AI, that's artificial intelligence. Computers become exponentially better in understanding the world. This year, a computer will beat the best Go player in the world 10 years earlier than expected. It's exponential. In the U.S., young lawyers already don't get jobs. Because of IBM Watson, you can get legal advice so far for more or less basic stuff anyway, within seconds with 90% accuracy compared with 70% accuracy when done by humans. So if you study law, stop immediately, they say. There will be 90% less lawyers in the future. Only specialists will remain. Watson already helps nurses diagnose cancer 4 times more accurate than human nurses. Facebook now has a pattern recognition software that can recognize faces better than humans. In 2030, that's like, 11 years from now, computers will become more intelligent than humans. How about in autonomous cars? In 2018, the first self-driving cars will appear for the public. Well, that, as you know, it's 2018, is already happening. Around 2020, the complete industry will start to be disrupted. You won't need to own a car anymore. You will call a car with your phone. It will show up at your location and drive you to your destination. You will not need to park it. You only need to pay for the driving distance and can be productive while driving. Our great-grandkids will never get a driver's license and will never own a car. It will change cities because there will be 90 to 95% less cars required. Former parking spaces can be transformed into parks or other applications. 1.2 million people die each year in car accidents worldwide. We now have one accident every 100,000 kilometers with autonomous driving that will drop to one accident in 10 million kilometers. That will save 1 million lives each year. Most car companies might become bankrupt. Traditional car companies will try the evolutionary approach and just build a better car, while tech companies, Tesla, Apple, Google, will do the revolutionary approach and build a computer on wheels. Insurance companies will have massive trouble because without accidents, the insurance will become 100 times cheaper. Their car insurance business model will disappear. Real estate will change because if you can work while you commute, people will move further away to live in more beautiful, less costly, and safer neighborhoods. This is fascinating stuff, folks. Electric cars will become mainstream after 2020. Cities will be less noisy because all cars will run electric. Electricity will become incredibly cheap and clean. Solar production has been on an exponential curve for 30 years. but you can only now see the impact. Last year, more solar energy was installed worldwide than fossil. The price for solar will drop so much that all coal companies will be out of business by 2025. The implications of all, I don't know how true this is. It certainly seems correct. Water, they go on. With cheap electricity comes cheap and abundant water. Desalinization now only needs 2 kWh, what is that, watt hours per cubic meter? We don't have scarce water in most places. We only have scarce drinking water. Imagine what will be possible if anyone can have as much clean water as they want for nearly no cost. I mean, this is incredible stuff. I'll finish this on the other side of the break. But as investors, we need to be cognizant of this and why it is so important that you be diversified and not married to any one industry or any one technology, especially if it's an old, outdated one. Now, for fogies like me, this stuff is hard to imagine. My kids do imagine it. My grandkids are living it every single day. And yours, if you're my age, are too. Stuff you need to know when we come back on the Ray Lucia Show. Stay tuned.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BizVod.com. Promo code radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from from hearing loss. Stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want a bpreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. We're talking about the future and what the future holds from a technological standpoint and why we all need to be able to adapt. We need to adapt career-wise. We need to be able to adapt with respect to our investments and our financial plan, and certainly not do it because that's the way it's always been done. And I've gone through examples such as Kodak, which once upon a time had 170,000 employees back in 1998, not that long ago, 20 years ago. A couple years later, they're bankrupt because of technology. So we went through real estate, electric cars, autonomous cars. Can you imagine calling up for a car to take you to work? A car shows up, there's no driver. You just get in the car and go. You get to do your work on the way to work. How much more productive might we be? If you own a car company, however, it may be frightening to you. Again, I am far from any expert in this particular area, but I am quoting from information taken from Singularity University Summit. It's fascinating, exciting, and frightening all at the same time. So we talked about cheap water, electric cars, real estate, artificial intelligence, and so forth. Health is next. This is incredible. The Tricorder X, or 10, price will be announced this year. There will be companies who will build a medical device called the Tricorder from Star Trek that works with your phone, which takes your retina scan, your blood sample, and your breath into it. It then analyzes 54 biomarkers that will identify nearly any disease. It will be cheap, so in a few years, everyone on this planet will have access to world-class medicine nearly for free. Think about that. We support a few charities over in Uganda. And what do they need most? Clean water and health care. Technology is going to solve both of those problems in the very near future. 3D printing, you've heard a lot about it. The price of the cheapest 3D printer came down from $18,000 to $400 within 10 years. In the same time, it became 100 times faster. Today, all major shoe companies are 3D printing shoes. Spare airplane parts are already 3D printed in remote airports. The space station now has a printer that eliminates the need for large amounts of spare parts they used to have in the past. At the end of this year, so they say, and this is something a couple months old, so end of this year is pretty close, new smartphones will have 3D scanning possibilities. You can then 3D scan your feet and print your perfect shoe at home. You already hear about these clothing companies, you know, that untuck your shirts, and if you're short people, you can get clothes that fit you so that the, you know, the pant legs aren't so long, they're dragging on the ground, and the sleeves don't go down to your middle finger, the tip of it. I hate that. Got short arms and short legs. In China, they already 3D printed a complete six-story office building. By 2027, 10% of everything that's being produced will be 3D printed. Man alive. Business opportunities. If you think of a niche you want to go in, ask yourself, in the future, do you think we will have that? And if the answer is yes, how can you make that happen sooner? If it doesn't work with your phone, forget the idea. And any idea designed for success in the 20th century is doomed to failure in the 21st. Wow. This is scary. And it gets more frightening. And I want young people to think about this one. Work. 70 to 80% of jobs will disappear in the next 20 years. There will be a lot of new jobs, but it is not clear if there will be enough new jobs in such a small amount of time. Technology will affect all levels of wage earners from minimum wage on up. Society will have a huge problem determining how to handle the large unemployable workforce. Service and labor will still be required. Holy mackerel. Agriculture. There will be $100 agricultural robots in the future. Farmers in third world countries can then become managers of their field instead of working all day on their fields. Aeroponics will need much less water. The first petri dish produced veal is now available. I'm not eating it. And will be cheaper than cow-produced veal this year. Right now, 30% of all agricultural surfaces is used for cows. Can you imagine that? Imagine you don't need 30% of the space in our world for cows. There are several startups who will bring insect protein to the market shortly. Ugh. It contains more protein than meat. It will be labeled as alternative protein source. Your turkey will be made out of it. Instead of tofurkey, it might be insect turkey. I don't know. There's an app called Moody's, which can already tell people what mood you're in. Until 2020, there will be apps that can tell by your facial expressions if you're lying. That might be really interesting during some of these political debates. You got one of these buzzers, you're lying. You know they all do. This is fascinating. Bitcoin will become mainstream and might even become the default reserve currency. So what happens to the dollar? Holy mackerel. Longevity. Right now, the average lifespan increases by 3 months per year. 4 years ago, the lifespan used to be 79 years. Now it's 80. The increase itself is increasing. And by 2036, there'll be more than a one-year increase per year that you're alive. So we all might live for a long, long time, probably way more than age 100. Which brings me to my next point. Those that have been poo-pooing annuitizing income, A, don't know the science, and B, haven't studied what we're learning from Singularity University Summit. We'll be back. Beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. We're talking about stuff that really is important. If you stay up to speed on what's happening from a technological standpoint, it's extremely exciting and also frightening at the same time. For example, we were talking about a lot of information from Singularity University Summit and other places as well. I mean, this has become more mainstream for a lot of individuals that study this stuff from Silicon Valley and so forth. But I left off with longevity, since we talk about that so much and it has such an impact on your overall financial plan. And right now, the average lifespan is increasing by 3 months per year. So every 4 years, essentially, you gain another year of longevity. And according to this study, by 2036, there will be more than a year increase for each year that you're alive. Imagine that. Now, that's 18 years from now. I hope to be alive 18 years from now. And that means every year that I live, I get an extra year. That's incredible. And with all of the technological advances with respect to healthcare and 3D printing, all the stuff that I talked about, there's a very, very high likelihood that people will be living well in excess of what their life expectancy is today. So what does that mean? That means, ladies and gents, you have an opportunity to legally, I emphasize the term legally, game the system. You can legally game the system. When we talk about annuitizing income, and in my mind, annuitizing income comes in a lot of different sources and ways. Obviously, Social Security is annuitizing income. And I think this research very effectively points to why it might be so important for individuals that can afford to do so to postpone taking their Social Security until they have to take it. Age 70 and a half, or age 70, I should say. So what happens now is you look at all kinds of other aspects of your financial plan. The Social Security decision is one of them. Do you take the lump sum pension or the annuity from your company? That's another. Most people take the lump sum. It may not be the wise thing to do. Most financial professionals, except those that actually do the research, claim that annuities are not worth putting money into because their yields are low. Well, the yields are low if you die before life expectancy. The yields are okay if you die on the day you're supposed to die. The insurance company makes money on the arbitrage. But if you outlive significantly your life expectancy, then you have a safe and secure way to not only guarantee an income for yourself and your spouse, but if you tweak your portfolio appropriately, as we have discussed many, many times on this program, that is to say, make the rest of your portfolio more aggressive, not less aggressive, then not only will you have income forever, your heirs will end up with more money. And I have quoted from far more than 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 studies, academic reports on that very subject. And so there's really no reason for individuals to eliminate annuitized income. Now, that doesn't mean you have to buy an annuity. It means you should be looking at how much of your overall retirement wealth is annuitized. That is guaranteed for life. Now, I've also said that for those of us, and I put myself in this category, for those of us that can tolerate a little bit more risk, having lower leveraged real estate can be annuitized income. Now, it's not guaranteed for life, so you cannot put it in the same category. And since we don't know the impact on real estate long term, except that I have to believe that people are still going to have to live somewhere. And if people still have to live somewhere, then owning property that you rent out to people probably will still make some sense. As I mentioned in this report, more people will be moving to the burbs, so they say. Now, there's probably lots of other reasons for that. The whole telecommuting idea. I do get concerned about office buildings, as an example. Headquarter buildings in the big cities, these big tall buildings. I do get concerned about those and occupancy down the road. I'm sure there are a lot of businesses where the interaction with the people on a day-to-day basis is important, but now you can do that online. Go to meeting, etc. So I don't know about commercial real estate in tall office buildings the way I used to think about them. I still think apartments, student housing, and stuff like that can make a lot of sense. But this is something you're going to have to stay pretty close to as we go through this new industrial technological revolution. Very, very interesting stuff. We talked about education and smartphones. Remember I said before the break that if it doesn't work on a smartphone, don't even bother with it? I don't know about you, but I don't have a house phone anymore. I rarely even use my computer. I print from my smartphone. I may need to put reading glasses on every once in a while, but the screens are getting better. And right now, the cheapest smartphones in Africa and Asia are $10. That's it for a smartphone. By 2020, they say 70% of all humans will own a smartphone. That means everyone, probably in the universe, will have the same access to world-class education. That's pretty impressive. So now the question is, from a financial planning standpoint, how do we deal with this? Well, one thing that comes to mind is diversification now becomes more and more and more important. Because as these new technologies come in, the old technologies become extinct, obsolete in many instances. And you've seen that over and over again. Which means investing in broad indexes or broadly managed accounts and not focusing exclusively on industrials, as an example. And certainly not buying just a couple of independent stocks. Because as grandiose as they may seem today, they may be usurped by another technology or another company tomorrow. Now, I look at that and say, I don't see how it's going to happen with Apple. I don't see it's going to happen with Amazon or even Facebook. But you know, I don't know. And so this is why, given my druthers, I'd rather have a broad portfolio of technology companies, large, small, and in between, than just focus on the FANG stocks. You know, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. I think those companies are great and they'll probably survive just fine. But I'd rather take my chances with 100 others or 50 others similar to them and maybe get on the ground floor of some new technology I haven't even thought about yet. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Exciting stuff, but frightening too. We'll be back with your emails here on the Radio Fear Show.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. It is time for emails, but I really want you to think long and hard about the show today. As it relates to your investment portfolio, your retirement plan, because a lot of the stuff that we don't know about today and we learn about 5 or 10 years from now, if we don't have a plan to adapt to the future, we may be out of luck, out of a job, or we may have investments that blow up in our faces. This is why, again, in my humble opinion, having a team of financial professionals that you meet with on a regular basis, and preferably a team that really is in the know. And I would include young team members as well as older team members. I know that my sons, for example, are very, can I say hip to the jive? Date yourself on all this stuff. We talk about it constantly, because for me, having grown up really in the 60s, it's kind of foreign. You know, we were pick and shovel kind of people back in the 60s. We did stuff with our hands. Our kids and grandkids have grown up with a smartphone in their hands, and they let their fingers do the talking and the walking. So having a youthful advisor is not bad. Having a millennial advisor, probably having a millennial on the team, is a good thing. And certainly having broad diversification in a lot of different industries makes one heck of a lot of sense. But then revisiting that financial plan and retirement plan on an annual basis, yes, it does make a lot of sense. What we talked about 10, 15 years ago, we rarely discussed annuitizing income in the year 2000. I talk about it almost daily today, because I do stay fairly close to these longevity statistics. And they're exciting and, as I said, frightening all at the same time. Running out of money at 92 does not sound like a picnic to me. All right, let's get to the emails. Joey, this has been around for a couple of days. Recently retired from the U.S. government. Also retired military. Well, thank you for your service, Joey. Net pension, including Social Security, is about $9,000. Obviously, that's per month. My TSP, that's Thrift Savings Plan, is roughly $450,000. It will be another 4 years before required minimum distributions. What's the best thing to do with the TSP? Well, if you're retired from the military, I think the best thing that I would do is roll it over into an IRA. Now, that's a tax-free rollover when you go from trustee to your new custodian. Just make sure you fill out the paperwork right. Now you've got money in an individual retirement account. At that point, I would want to do an analysis because you're already making $110,000 or so per year. A required minimum distribution of another $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000, depending on the growth of that $450,000, could be a very taxing experience. So I would want to know a couple of things. Number one, do you need income? Does the $9,000 cut it? If not, who are you saving the $450,000 for? If it's for kids, grandkids, whatever, then I want to know what their tax bracket might be on the day that you die and leave them that money. You see, when you do planning like this, you need to look at today and you need to look at tomorrow and years from tomorrow. If, for example, your beneficiary is a neurosurgeon making $1.2 million a year, then you might consider doing Roth conversions because your tax bracket is likely lower than the tax bracket they might be in when they inherit that IRA. So doing Roth conversions can make some sense. Doing Roth conversions or adding money to a Roth if you have income can also make some sense from a blending of your income standpoint. I don't know if you've already started taking your Social Security, but postponing it and doing Roth conversions can make a lot of sense. So I think your situation, Joey, is complicated. And to give you an absolute answer, I'm not going to do it. But I think thinking about your tax bracket today, thinking about your tax bracket tomorrow, thinking about your heir's tax bracket when they might inherit that $450,000 is critically important and part of your overall financial and retirement plan that you should work through with a competent professional team. Jonathan is next. I phase out of my real estate deductions. A friend said I could file as a real estate professional and get the full deductions against my income. Is that true? Maybe. Maybe true. The rules are very strict on filing as a professional. Here's what the deal is. You're phased out because you make more than $150,000. So the $25,000 that we each get for a passive loss against ordinary income gets phased out from $100,000 of income to $150,000 of income. So you obviously make more than $150,000. Now, if you spend at least 50% of your time working on your real estate and materially participate in the real estate activities, and these are all ands, spend more than 750 hours of service during a calendar year, then you can file as a real estate professional. But remember, 750 hours and 50% pretty much eliminates any other full-time job that you might have. So if you're a school teacher working, quote, full-time, it's going to be hard to justify to the IRS that you're spending 750 hours. I had this conversation with a doctor once who was fighting the IRS to his own peril because they said, you're a doctor. How are you spending 750 hours plus 50% of your time? You're only doctoring, you know, 200 hours a year. He lost. You might too, Jonathan. Thanks for the emails, and thank you all for tuning in to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, The Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.